Happy Friday, November the 2nd, 2018. It is Grow Great Daily Brief number 96. My name is Randy Kentra, your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Knowing when to turn back so you can move forward. One step forward, two steps back. That's the cliche. It's a bad one. I think a better strategy would be one step back, two steps forward. Take a step back so you can move forward further, faster. I'm not talking about regressing. Not far from where I live, there are two streets. They are tree-lined streets. They're beautiful streets, and they are fairly heavily traveled. They're two-lane roads, but there's a problem. When it rains a lot, these roads flood because they go through very low-lying areas. And the city has put yellow signal lights that are activated by the city when the water gets too high. And then city guys go down in their pickup trucks and they close these gates. They pull these gates together to keep cars from going any further. Now, those of us who live in this area, we know that when it rains a lot, we better figure out some other route. Sometimes I forget, only to get to the warning light, and then I've got to turn around and I got to go back. It's the only path forward. What do you do when life doesn't present you with a yellow flashing warning light, though? What do you do when there are no gates pulled together to keep you from going further? How do you know it's time to turn back? Well, sometimes you don't. And that's why we dig ourselves into a hole and we keep digging. We're unaware that what we're doing isn't working. It's not likely to ever work. Before we can ever advance, first we have to stop hurting ourselves from moving forward. Rule one, stop moving backward. The paradox is that the path forward begins by seeing that we're already moving backward, but now we have to move back even further. And that's when resistance kicks in. That's when our brain and our hearts and our desires tell us, no, no, keep going, keep going. Seeing the reality of our current actions isn't always easy. We feel like this digging, okay, use some other word that you like, hustling, grinding, it doesn't matter. Pick the term you love the most. We feel like this hustling, this grinding, it's moving. We're moving forward. No, we're not seeing signs of success, but how are we to know? How are we to know that we're just not mere days away from breaking through? We all think about it, and we all talk about not quitting too soon. So we keep digging. We keep hustling. And we're thinking it's the wise option. What if we're wrong? I was watching one of those HGTV flip shows late one night. You know the shows. These couples in various markets around the country, they buy homes, they rehab them, they update them, they flip them for a profit. And every episode is pretty much the same. Buy the house as inexpensively as possible. Sink as little into it as or as much as necessary, depending on the market and the comparable prices in the area. Sometimes they encounter a problem, though. Suddenly, they need to sink another $2,500 into this thing. And then they encounter a problem. Well, it's got to be fixed. Maybe it's electrical. Maybe it's mold. Oh, there goes another $3,000. And suddenly, the flippers, they realize that math that they had going in, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. I mean, we're going to have to stop investing more money in this property. And sometimes they guess right. Sometimes they don't. Now, of course, it's on TV. So on TV, we always see them get it right. But you and I both know as business people, they don't always get it right. None of us always get it right. We don't see the downsides of the flipping business. Those times that you invest more than you make back. Well, watch just a few episodes and you very quickly realize it's a game of cost containment and market conditions. Okay, look at your life. It's the exact same thing. Cost containment versus market conditions. Can I invest more time and money and make a return on that investment? Well, I think I can. But even though seasoned flippers, they often get it wrong. So they buy a house for $108,000. They sink another $60,000 into this house, and they're thinking they're going to sell it for $225,000. And so they enter the game expecting to earn a gross profit of $57,000. okay, well, that's great. That's wonderful. And it looks grand on paper. But once the rehab starts, they begin to find problems that they did not budget for. Electrical, structural, plumbing, mold. And now they've sunk an additional $20,000 into their cost. And so now that $57,000 expected profit, it's now $37,000. And once they list it, they're expecting to sell it for $225,000. Oh, and by the way, they're expecting to do that quickly, like within the first week or two. Yeah, but 2 weeks on the market, the only offer they've got now is $212,000. Well, they don't make $57,000. Instead, they make $24,000. Life doesn't always go as expected. The lesson? We all have to adapt. Knowledge and speed are critical. Your job in managing your life and your job in managing and leading your company are one and the same. It's about making decisions. It's about solving problems. The more flippers know about the project, the better. It's those hidden problems that are the costly problems. And speed. Speed's important because the speed with which they can do the work and how quickly they can sell that property, those are major elements of their success. It's the same with you. It's the same with me. It's the same with our lives, personally and professionally. Knowledge, speed, key ingredients for our success, our growth, our improvement, our transformation. The quicker we know we're stuck, the better. The faster that I realize this road ahead of me is flooded and those yellow lights, I'm not to them yet, but I can already tell you, they're flashing. The quicker I see that, the better. It all begins with understanding things as they truly are so we don't delude ourselves. Flippers, like all the rest of us, can be delusional about how much return they're going to get on a specific investment. Will those hardwood floors, will they warrant a significantly higher selling price? Well, they may feel very strongly, yes, yes, they will. Ah, but they may be wrong. And it could be an expensive mistake. I live and I have grown up in this part of the country, in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. This is oil field country. My grandfather was a wildcatter. My father was in the oil business. These were guys who drilled oil wells on speculation, wildcatters, hoping to strike oil. The challenge for wildcatters is how deep do you drill before you give up? And all of my life, I've heard the saying, don't keep drilling a dry hole. It makes sense, right? Don't keep drilling a dry hole. Don't keep spending money and time to drill a hole that is never going to produce oil. Now, that's all great and wonderful, except it doesn't address how you can know to stop drilling. It's the same challenge that we all have. We don't start drilling an oil well. We don't start rehabbing a house if we're a flipper thinking failure. Wildcatters don't set a rig up and start drilling thinking, well, this is never going to work out. If they thought that, they wouldn't be drilling the well. We're fixated on the success. And the success is what we see in our mind. And it can be really hard to let go of that belief, especially if we're already heavily invested in money and time. Listen, every seasoned negotiator knows the truth of this. We know the benefit of this if you've sat at any negotiating table for any length of time at all. The more time that you spend and the more time that you make the other person invest time in the process, the more likely you're going to get a deal done. Why? Psychological. Nobody wants to walk away from a deal after they've spent so much time trying to make it happen. I've been here all day trying to buy this car. I'm buying this car. Is it reasonable? Listen, who says we have to behave reasonably? How can we protect ourselves? How can we see clearly that it's time to stop and turn back? Otherwise, we're never going to be able to move forward. Outside perspective. That's how. The elimination of our blind spots and the reduction of our false assumptions, it can happen effectively when we surround ourselves with people who care enough about us and our success to help us figure it out. We don't need and we don't want people who want to take control of our lives. We still want to be in charge of our own destiny. We just need safe, caring people capable of asking us tough questions, capable and willing to challenge our assumptions, capable and willing to push us, all in a non-judgmental way. Well, man, that just sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? It is. It is a tall order. The answer is to surround yourself with people willing and able to serve you. People who have no vested interest in your outcome except to see you achieve the goals that you have established for yourself. Well, now you can see the benefit. Now you can see the value of why I have launched the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. The advantage of having people in your life who will do this for you. Convenience is speed. Online and virtual, that makes it powerful. The power of the Peer Advantage by Bula Network is why I'm now building two groups of seven U.S.-based entrepreneurs who are bold enough, hungry enough, hard-charging enough to do this for themselves. And I want to invite you to take some time to check out the details at thepeeradvantage.com. Or you can be super proactive and you can jumpstart things and you can simply go to bulanetwork.com/apply. Bula is B-U-L-A. bulanetwork.com/apply. If you do that, a real short application, it does not put any pressure on you. It does not put any pressure on me. It just gives us a starting point to have a phone conversation to figure this out. Is it right for you? Is it right for me? I want you to apply right now. bulanetwork.com/apply. Be well, do good, grow great. Have a great weekend. I hope that you'll complete that application. I look forward to talking to you on the phone. I want all the best for you, for your life, for your business, for your career, for your employees, for your prospects, your customers. We can make it great. We can absolutely make it great, but we're going to have to grow to do it. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.